Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right then. Welcome to our new podcast. Claire, what did we decide? I've forgotten already.
Not bad for a Monday.
Not bad for a Monday. And it's me, Steph McGovern, and my mate Claire. Claire, why are you here?
Because I'm your mate.
No. But the reason I want you here is because you and I are always chatting about the gossip from work, about all the crazy things that happen, all the minging things that happen, and you have had loads of different jobs, haven't you? You've travelled all over the world as a dancer. That's how we know each other.
Yeah, Irish dancing.
Yes, it's the age of 10, but you were better than me, so you did better.
That's not true.
And you've worked in offices, you work in an office now, you've worked in shops and stuff like me.
Yep.
So I think we've got a good idea about some of the dramas and funny things that go on.
Definitely.
Now, the nation out there, I'm sure, has got loads of stories. So I've got some letters and some little anecdotes that I want to tell you about, and I want to get your reaction.
Okay.
And I think you'll have some sound advice to give the world out there a virtual work hug.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
When you say letters, do people actually sit and write letters?
No.
Have we gone back 50 years? Are they emails?
They're emails.
And text.
That's producer Jeff sticking his neb in straight away. Yeah, all right, they're emails.
I love a good letter, me. Unless it's addressed from, Claire Waters, the plants. Yeah. But I do love a good letter.
Yeah, I like a letter too. I sent a postcard the other day.
Maybe we should insist that anybody who wants to be on the show has to write a letter.
No, but then it's about buying stamps.
Do you know what, though?
Unless you put it in the work post, but you can't really get away with that anymore, can you?
Nah, you can't do that.
When you're trying to shove the Christmas presents in.
And as well, I think people email so much that I bet writing isn't as, is the word legible these days?
I can't write very well, actually.
Yeah,
if you try to
write,
your handwriting is terrible.
Totally. So we might not be able to read what they're saying. We might not get the, you know.
This is a good point. Anyway, we'll stick with emails.
Okay.
Or you can Instagram or tweet or Facebook or write a letter if you want. So this podcast is all about us trying to create like a virtual support group for all the people out there who are dealing with all of the shenanigans, the malarkey, the mingers. I'm obsessed with mingers, and I'm going to start with mingers, right? Because listen to this though, Claire.
Go for it.
So I was going for a wee at work the other day, right?
Is that too much information?
Well, no, we all wee.
Okay, go for it.
Anyway, and also, do you ever find this where you go to the loo at work and you want to make sure the toilets are totally empty before you wee?
Yeah, it's a funny thing, that, isn't it?
In case you pump.
Yes. In case you relax into it.
Exactly. I can't go for a wee if anyone else is there. Or I'll flush the chain and have the wee while the chain's flushing to cover the noise.
Do you know what I do? When you know you've been in the toilet and you're out washing your hands, hopefully everyone washes their hands.
Yeah, of course.
I always put the dryer on for people so that they don't feel uncomfortable.
Do you?
So they can, go for it, wee in peace. Go for it. Well, not peace because the dryer's blowing, but you know.
Yeah, you might make them feel uncomfortable because they might think, oh my God, she knows I'm having a number two.
Nah, no. They'd not be thinking about that at that point. They'd be just going for it.
Anyway.
As soon as that dryer starts, they'll be doing it.
I know, knowing my luck, it'll be the dryer will be covering the straining, and then when the actual
happens,
the dryer will finish.
That's just, yeah, Steph.
Anyway, so I was having a wee at work the other day.
Okay.
And on the door of the toilet was a note to the person who wipes their snot on the wall.
Oh, God.
And then in capital letters, please stop. It's horrible for your colleagues who see it, and it's unpleasant for the cleaners. Happy to discuss. And then they put their name. Happy to discuss.
That's disgusting. Who wipes their snot on the...
I know. also, I've got a lot of questions here. You sat next to a toilet, right?
Yeah.
No, you sat on...
Well, there's two ones. Some bathrooms have two toilets in.
Do they?
In the same cubicle, yeah.
Not in work.
In bars, really.
You've been to bars where they've got two toilets same cubicle?
Yeah. I'm sure there is, yeah. Unless I was really drunk.
It's double vision.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And did you go to the toilet while someone else did?
No, I just went by myself. But
is that so girls who've got the little nights out?
Yeah.
Can
help each other out, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
No.
Anyway, so I was sat on the toilet. First of all, if you're sitting on the loo, you're next to toilet roll, why not just wipe it on the toilet roll?
Or blow your nose.
Yeah.
So who sits on the toilet and goes, like, my nose is running or I've got a few snots, I'm just going to... Oh, actually, that's making us feel sick.
Also, how often has it had to happen for someone to actually bother to write a note about it?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It's minging. And what does this person who's written this note want to discuss? If they're happy to discuss, what are they going to discuss?
I wonder what they're going to help.
So I tweeted about this because, first of all, I couldn't stop laughing at this note because I just thought, how funny
is
this?
Yeah.
And how common is this is what I was wondering. I got 102 tweets from people who'd all said similar things happened in their workplace. So listen to this, right? Kirsty said, we had that where I used to work. Disgusting. So I sent a mail to all the ladies saying the same and it stopped. And Gillian said as well, we used to have a similar problem in our office, but it must have been a flicker. Because there was a large variance in the bogey placement. So someone sat there on the loo, picking the nose and then flicking it.
How long are people in the toilets for?
I was telling my mate about this, a bloke, and he was saying to me it happened in the male toilets where he worked, right? So the head of HR put a circle round all of the bogeys and numbered them and then sent an email round saying, no more. And
that
it stopped.
Brilliant. So that's the thing, isn't it? So anything that goes on in a toilet, like a bathroom or anything, there's something circulated, isn't there? To kind of go, you know what? I'm going to shame you. I'm going to embarrass you.
But then don't you start looking at everyone?
Yes, and looking at their nose.
Yeah, and going, who is it? And then going, I've noticed so-and-so. It was a bit of a picker. Because you must have seen people in the office
totally,
who pick.
Yeah. Some people forget. They're so engrossed, aren't they, in work, if they're working.
They're less likely to be the culprit, though, aren't they? If they've already picked away, they've got a clean bill of health.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Mm. What if someone's got like a little, I don't know, like they don't realise they're doing it.
What? How can you not really?
I don't know, they might be stressed.
Well, and that's their way of relieving it, but subconsciously.
Yeah.
But then what else? Then you've got to wonder what else they might be doing subconsciously.
This is what we're going to open up, aren't we? What else are they doing?
Have you ever had any minging things in your workplaces in the loos?
Well, you've got your typical people going for a shit. That's always lovely.
I know that's allowed.
But that is allowed. Well, is it though? You know, you want to keep it nice and fresh.
What, do you think people should wait?
I mean, I don't go at work.
Don't you?
Nah, not at all.
I don't really have a choice over when I go. So if I need to poo at work, I'm going to have a shit, aren't I?
Well, that's true, but I would hold it in.
Would you?
Yeah, too, right? Yeah.
Until you get home?
Yeah. Or I'd go and find the toilet that was furthest away from the office space.
Would you?
Yeah. I totally appreciate that people have to go, but leave it nice, you know.
Don't you love it when you go to the loo and then it's got the blue liquid in it so you know the cleaner's just been and you know you're going to enjoy the first moment of freshness of that toilet.
Totally. Yeah, don't leave any marks or...
You've been to loo and then someone's straight in after you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you see that? You know, like in service stations, you're on a journey, you're in the car for so long, you need to go. But you know that happens a lot and you know, you're like, oh no, I'm washing my hands and I know they're going to go in there. Yeah. But you know what? That's what happens. I do get that. It's what happens. And I do feel for someone that's got to go and, you know, they've left a little bit of an odour or a little bit of a mark. It is embarrassing. But like, just try and, you know, take some perfume or...
Take some perfume.
Really?
Yeah,
so would you do a spritz?
Oh, I love a spritz, yeah.
So if you have had a moment in the loo which you think is a bit smelly...
Or deodorant or something, yeah.
For the next person, you would then spritz with deodorant or perfume.
Yeah, God. Thoughtful, remember?
Yeah.
But you don't do it, so you wouldn't know.
I don't, yeah.
Who are you to comment?
Well, I have done it once at work, though.
Just once.
Just the once, yeah. I was pregnant and I had total constipation. Should we go into this?
Yeah, go on.
I was in a really bad way. It was like I was having a baby out my arse, actually. It was really... It was a low point, actually. It was probably the worst point in pregnancy I ever had, yeah. Yeah, and I had to text me mate. I didn't go at the normal toilets. I went way, way, way. Yeah, it was a bad day.
So what did you do? What did you text your mate?
I texted her saying, can you help us? I need to go home. Yeah. If anyone's ever experienced like constipation in pregnancy, it's not fun.
Actually. Did you feel like you're going to push the baby out?
Oh my God, yeah. So me lovely friend came downstairs, like told me boss I was having a bit of a moment and she was going to take us home. And yeah, I rang my mum after, tell her. I know others who go in and have a good old, you know, good time.
Yeah, I was...
You do, I know that.
I don't have a good old time. I just go to the loo like a human.
But that's normal. Yeah, I get it. I just keep mine in.
I know so many people who won't, like, poo at work. I was chatting to my mate and he was saying that no one in his office would have a shit in the loo because there was only two cubicles. But there was one girl in the office who always did and it would never flush. So they called her Lindsay the Logger. Imagine that being your name at work. I've got a phone call here. Yeah, it's Lindsay. Yeah, Lindsay the Logger.
Oh, might imagine being known as Lindsay the Logger. Oh, bless her.
But then, I can't control the size of your... Well, I suppose you can in some way control the size of your logs. But if she can't, what's she meant to do? Chop it up or something?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I've got a letter here for you.
Okay.
This is more minging issues, to be honest. Dear Claire, I've made that bit up because they don't have a podcast yet. Right. I work in an open plan office and take all the necessary precautions that requires, such as always wearing headphones to drown out dreary Clive planning his next night out and scheduling my afternoon screen break to coincide with Sophie's daily battle with a packet of Walker's cheese and onion. I've never heard a noisier eater. The names have been changed in this, by the way.
Okay.
However, a new problem has arisen that's left me stumped. A colleague who sits directly in my eye line has taken to tweezering her actual face at random times of the day. It's one of the most horrific things I've ever seen. Please help.
I mean, I'm not going to lie here. I sometimes tweeze my chin hair.
At work?
Like, I think I might have done it at work, but in the toilet. Now, this is like, I don't know how... What? Where's tweezing a face?
Yeah, but at a desk opposite this
person. That is
person.
Pretty disgusting, yeah. You see, this goes back to the thing where, do people realise what they're doing? You know, has she got a mirror? Is she tweezing properly? Or is it just a thing?
It sounds like this is actual mirror out, tweezers, getting
she
the...
She should be working.
Well, yeah, there's that point.
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point, working. That people start to lose the distinction between their home space,
yes,
and their personal space and their workspace?
Yeah.
It's not like you forget where you are, but suddenly things start becoming acceptable that really aren't.
I've done it on a train.
Well, that's it. You kind of just think, oh, you know what? No one's looking. I'll just get that. You know, it's really bothering us.
Yeah, I do it kind of really discreetly. Yeah, you know, like I hold my hand right over and just try and do it without anyone noticing.
Yeah, exactly.
What's discreet about that?
I know. I'm going to be like, what's she doing on the train? But then I think, you know, if it's happening a lot and she's, you know, that's becoming a thing, isn't it? And someone really, our boss should probably be saying, you know what, can you put your mirror away? Can you put your tweezers away? Can you groom yourself before you come to work?
Oh, just accept you've got a bit of a beard.
Yeah.
But not just tweezering then, what about anything that's a bit minging that's going on around you?
So yeah, I think there's got to be something that has to be said. If you are sitting at your desk, the last thing, I mean, work is work. You don't want to be at work anyway. You're only there to pay the bills. Do you know what I mean? Unless you're in an amazing job. You don't want to sit there and then look across at you or sit next to you and someone's like scratching their bum or someone's like doing something really uncomfortable. It's like, come on. It could be that person. What if the person's smelly? Got BO.
So you've got someone working for you. And they have personal hygiene problems. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you do. Say it to me. Well, you just tell me.
Oh, I'll just tell you. I'd probably buy you a birthday present or just a gift of like loads of like nice smelly stuff. That's not to say that when I do that, that's why. That's not what I do.
All right, that explains a lot.
Oh no, but you'd have to have that conversation, and I would probably do it in a way where I would be caring for that person. I'd just say, do you know that, you know, is everything all right at home? Are you getting to get up in the morning in time, get a shower, you know? But I'm quite chatty though. I don't know if anyone would be like that. You've got people who would be like, you know, some hardcore bosses would be like, do you know what, you stink.
But also, is it the boss's place to intervene on very personal things. If you're a manager, you think, I'm paid to look after the bottom line or, you know, productivity. I'm not paid to worry about whether somebody's tweezing.
Yeah, but if it's affecting other people around them, then it is an issue, isn't it?
And also, I worry that if it's starting to be a thing where people are talking about that person, I think you need to nip that in the bud and have that conversation. So whether they're comfortable enough to do it in one of those team meetings, you know, and just kind of do it in a broad sense, or whether it's a, you know, in a one-on-one.
What if it's the boss who's tweezing?
What if it's the boss that stinks? That's awkward, isn't it, actually?
I've had a smelly boss before.
Have you?
Yeah, years ago when I worked in a shop, a boss who had, like, full-on halitosis. But what do you do? It's your boss. You can't do anything.
Yeah, that is awkward. God, who would be your boss?
I know. All the things you have to deal with.
Oh, no. They're complaining about Lindsay the logger again. I've got nothing. Yeah. What do I say to Lindsay?
Right, I've got one more Lou note for you. I don't care if it's a number one or a number two. Turn round and flush the loo. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
I have seen this before. Encouraging people to flush the toilet.
But I like the fact it's motivational. Come on, you can do it!
Go on, keep flushing. Because you do have that thing, you know, where if the toilet's just been flushed before you, the tank isn't fully ready for the water to be flushed again. So you do have to give it a good old flush and flush again, don't you?
Yeah, but, you know, think about the planet. If it's yellow, let it mellow. What happened to that?
But then if you go to the loo and it's yellow, I don't want to go in case you get splashback.
Oh, well, we're talking different experiences here because... You know, I'm standing up most of the time.
Yeah, exactly.
See, this is the difference, female and male.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you guys get it a little bit easier, I think.
Oh, totally. Anyway, do you know what? We haven't got any more time.
No.
We need to go and get on with our real life.
Yep.
And you need the loo, don't you?
I'm totally bursting. I'm desperate.
Tell. You've got that look.
I'm going to be dancing in a second.
Hey.
Wait, what's the look, by the way?
Your look of Lou.
Uh-huh.
The look of Lou. It's the look. It's the look. It's just you look tense.
Oh, I'm desperate.
Anyway,
yep.
That's enough now. But not forever, because we still want to hear from people about their awkward or funny or disgusting things that happen at work, don't we?
Yeah. Any work crack, let me know. Yeah. Let me know what it's like to work at your place. Good stories.
But don't give names of companies or people, because we don't want to offend anyone.
Absolutely
or get anyone
not.
In trouble.
Yeah.
Why don't we get people to record it on the phone?
Yeah, all right. Producer Jeff, there
he's
we are.
Right in this, isn't he?
And
yeah.
Then we can play it out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Record it on your phone, send it to us.
30 seconds max.
Yeah, 30 seconds max. Because we'll get bored after that, won't we? So, email it to us, notbadforamonday@hotmail.com. And also, if it's a really serious thing, don't tell us, go to your HR person.
Bullying, that kind of
or
stuff.
Or the police, if it's really, really serious. Because we're not, you know, this is a bit of fun as well, isn't it?
Yeah. No whistleblowers, no juicy stories, just the good crack.
Just the good crack. Right, listen, go to the loo.
Okay, thanks.
See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.